Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another rousing round of great mate.
We'll get this side, and that side, we'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What are you doing?
It's like you jazz it up a little.
You
like,
well, I just
jazz?
Cut off the beginning. I just got straight to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You didn't need to do the thing that you were just doing with your hips.
Okay.
What's going on today?
We have the very rare opportunity to save Christmas.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Or cancel it.
Oh,
okay. We have Charlie and Marissa, and Charlie gets to go first. Charlie?
Hey, how are you? Yay!
Yay! Okay, one of you is trying to kill Christmas. What's going on?
My kids, I have two sons, and they've been awful all year.
Okay.
I mean, trouble in school, they fist fight at home, they disrespect us nonstop, and it's in my mind that we're going to cancel Christmas.
So do you have the proper paperwork and whatnot required to send to the North Pole to say my house is closed? Like, I mean, I understand you guys could not buy presents for your kids, but do you know how to shut Santa down?
Yeah, because my kids are going to write a letter to Santa telling him, don't even bring the coal.
Wow.
Don't bother.
Even stop by.
Okay. Because they're just that bad. This is such a weird thing to say, but like, did they know that this is a possible consequence of being bad kids?
They don't know that it's that bad, but it's coming. And if it happens, they're not going to be shocked.
You don't think they're going to be shocked? Have they? So
no.
when you say they've had trouble at school, is it just like trouble at school or like documented incidents?
That's a good question.
Like trouble at school.
Well, I mean, just, you know, teachers calling us saying that they've been talking back, that they're not paying attention, they don't do their homework.
Okay.
It's a laundry list of you know, awful behavior.
And you think, you feel disrespected in your home, like you tell them don't do this, or when they're fighting, you tell them to stop and they don't listen to you there?
The inmates are running the asylum in my house right now.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to do something drastic to kind of reset
the cosmic kick to the head?
Yeah, chain of command, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, look, when I was a kid, I stole a candy cane. My mom made me write a letter apologizing, and then walked me into the guy's store. I had to read it out loud.
Oof. Wow.
I still get douche chills. And I never stole anything since.
Yeah, because there was an actual consequence to your actions.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, well, I think you've made a pretty good case here. Let's get your loving bride in here. Marissa?
Yay.
What do you want to do?
Well, you know, I feel like Charlie, my husband, is being just a little bit too mean. He knows my background. He know I didn't have any good Christmases when I was growing up. And this is breaking my heart. Like, these are our only two kids. I don't want it to be that we have a year where there's no Christmas. It's literally my favorite holiday. And it's breaking my heart, even though we've been getting a lot of complaints from the school. I just feel like maybe we shouldn't just give as many gifts, you know?
You want to scale it back some. You don't want to. I just need to make it clear from your perspective, you're not turning a complete blind eye to the things they've done. You don't want to go like, we're still going whole hog.
Right. Exactly.
But you don't. Yeah. Okay. I'm just. Does a kid even notice that? I don't know. Maybe.
I think so. They would.
If you really scale it back. But to me, I can put myself, like, I have kids, and it's just so tempting to, even if I were trying to scale it back, but one more. Oh, but they
it's
were,
so easy to they're gonna love for the,
and then it's
yeah.
now all of a sudden it's not really scaled back.
Yeah. But don't you think you're setting a bad example? Like, they're gonna live a consequenceless life if you don't
start
draw the
now.
Line in the sand mm-hmm. now, when are you gonna do it?
That's a good point, but I feel like Christmas shouldn't be the time to do that.
Yeah.
But it's the best time because we all get to say it was Santa's, you know, he decided not.
I mean, you have to, if they write him a letter, Santa will understand at that moment that, like.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that was a possibility. I figured there was forms you had to fax in early enough to, Let me get the phone number and text line in here, 303-222-5423. That covers everything. Call us with your advice, especially if you've canceled Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've heard the threat made by a kajillion people.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Why Elf on the Shelf became popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once Santa started sending those out, that's when the threat of cancellation became real. So if you've mm-hmm. actually done the cancellation, did it work? Did it stick? And again, you can text on that line as well.
Yeah, the writing the letter to Santa, that's hardcore. Because I feel like there's the threat all the time of, you better act up or else I'm not going to get that for you Christmas. But that's part of the best part of being a parent is then you do get it for them. And then there's that surprise when they think they're not going to get the thing and then they do. But you're undoing the threat of
But it's
the
kind
bad
of
behavior.
Good that they're writing it down because then it might be a better way for them to understand their bad behavior if they're not fully getting. Like if it's not fully clicking in their brain just by being yelled at, if they were to write it down, like all of the bad things from, you know.
But every time you were bad, both of you.
I was
all
never.
Of us, but you knew it.
Yeah.
You knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Aaron and I, we like I feared authority probably
oh, absolutely.
The same way you did.
Yeah.
I was almost never bad, swear. And I'm not even trying to blow smoke up my own. Like I just was afraid of authority. So I was never bad, which explains why I am what I am right now. Like now, no amount of authority is enough. Like you're not gonna slow me down. But Charlie, are you prepared for what the kids get? Like 2 weeks off of school. Are you prepared for what that feels like? I understand wanting to draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what it's like to be the warden of a prison? Where everyone hates the food and hates the warden and hates being cooped up in this place. Like that's what you're going to live with for 2 weeks when they don't get anything. And you're
right, but it's all due to their behavior, and they know it. It's not like they don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
And so, but you don't care if it's miserable for 2 weeks.
We're still going to have the festivities. We're still going to have the food. We're still going to go to church. We're going to do all the fun Christmas stuff. They're just not getting gifts.
Okay. I just want to talk to people who've done it. I don't know that anybody's ever done it. I think it's just a threat.
And I want to know what happens. Like, or could it backfire? Is there a way that they're like, oh, well, so no, like now we'll just be even more bad.
Exactly. Like, cares? I already know I'm not going to get anything. So full send.
But then I agree. You need a consequence at some point, especially if they're acting as bad as.
But is this too much of a consequence? If this wasn't on the table, if the school calls one more time, you're not getting Christmas. If that wasn't explicitly said, then is it fair to do it? I think it kind of is, but it also isn't. Like, you can't say your fourth speeding ticket is a year in jail if you didn't know that. You'd have to know that ahead of time. Where it's just like you get pulled over the fourth time, and they're like, yep, that's a year in jail. It's like, wait, whoa, what? I didn't know that. I would have slowed down.
But you should have slowed down after the first time.
Yeah, you know.
If it's just a fine.
You know you're being bad.
I know.
Exactly.
I know I'm playing.
If it isn't the consequences of your own actions.
Charlie, Marissa, hang tight. We're going to get a jury for you and figure out if Christmas is coming or not. The kids, I'm just saying, they do know they're bad.
Yeah.
If the school's calling, you remember the dread if the school ever called your house? Oh, my God.
That never happened.
Yeah.
I know they call my house all the time to say how great I was.
Oh.
Oh, no. We get a detention slip and your parents had to sign it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wasn't until high school where you could hide them. Allegedly.
All right. So Charlie wants to punish the kids with no Christmas. Marissa's like, we can punish them, but Christmas is off the table. Christmas is her holiday, as it is for most people.
You only get so many. Well,
when they're young and it's still fun.
Yeah.
Is Christmas canceled or not? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are right smack dab in the middle of a great mate debate between Charlie and Marissa, who have two hellions for children. They've not been good. They're disrespectful at home. They fight at home, like physically fight. And they're getting lots of calls from the school. So Charlie's answer is cancel Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, not just cancel their gifts, make them write a letter to Santa going, skip us, we're bad.
Which, thankfully, I've never been bad enough that I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know Santa would.
I remember somebody growing up got the coal, so Santa does know.
Oh.
Well, I knew the coal, but to just be like, don't even.
Yeah, just
don't
skip
even
us.
Do that.
Skip us, wow.
But Marissa's like, Christmas is my holiday. You're punishing me almost as much as you're punishing the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this is too much. Like, there is an argument to be made that, like, there's a fleeting time when Christmas is...
And, like, I don't know.
So magical.
The idea of Christmas isn't necessarily about gifts anyway. It's supposed to not be,
what?
But...
What are we talking about? So, Charlie, Marissa, we have a bit of a jury lined up for you. So, hang tight. Feel free to jump in with anybody you agree with or disagree with. Sherry?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on Charlie's side all the way.
Nice.
All the way.
Like, don't get him anything. No Santa, no nothing.
No nothing. I'm going to tell you, I have two boys, and they stole some coins and passed them out at school, and what they got was coal. And I'm going to tell you, they never stole anything again. They acted wonderful, and if the school is calling all the time, they have no consequences. So if you keep saying, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of Christmas, they know, hey, I can take it just an inch further. If you put it out, and yes, you have 2 weeks, but maybe that's the time that you all come together and say, okay, you don't have any gifts, and let's have a discussion why you didn't get the gifts. Why didn't Santa come?
Yeah,
that's a good part. It's an important part, the discussion of why.
Exactly.
To have them... realize, but they might just start fist fighting again and like in an hour.
You did this to me. Thank you for the call, Sherry. I gotta ask you, and I don't know who wants to answer. I'll ask you, Charlie, since you're the one who hates your kids. Which is there one of them who's worse than the other, or are they both bad?
Well, the youngest is the instigator, and then the oldest finishes the job.
Okay.
That's a solid team.
Could you just drop Christmas for one of them and then really send a message home? Because that is another level of evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, yeah, but don't do that. Sorry.
Do the Harry Potter, like stay under the stairs
exactly.
While we're
Put
opening
one of the
our...
kids under the
I'm
stairs.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Josh?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely Charles. My daughter was a little hellion all last year. We gave her multiple chances to fix her attitude. Never changed. So her elf on the shelf strawberry delivered the message to the North Pole that she was to get whole.
Oh.
All of her presents were hidden. And in order to open one, she had to be good for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then she would get one present.
So the presents still got delivered. Santa still came through, but he was like, there's a roadmap to get good. Okay. Mm.
I like that.
That's not terrible at all.
You put him on a PIP in the HR world. It's a performance improvement plan.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Nerd. That's kind of diabolical.
Her behavior, like especially this year, she had a couple of moments of selfishness and I want this, I want that. But then once, especially since strawberry came back around, she's attitude has greatly improved because it's no longer a threat. It was a reality.
Okay.
Wow. I love strawberry.
Thank you for the call.
So he actually did it. I mean, that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
Abby? I love it.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am kind of on a compromised side because I think that the kids definitely need to be punished. However, you can give them gifts and maybe they can learn to appreciate what the parents do throughout the year by getting them things they need that they'd buy anyway, which are socks, underwear.
Oh man. I'm not going to tell you that plays almost as hard as not getting anything. Cause I've said
it's
it on the
so
air before,
disappointing,
like, my parents got me a bed for Christmas one year. And I'm like, you owe me a flipping bed. I live here. Like, you don't give me a bed for,
what? That is a little.
They made their bed, they need to lie in it. So they need to appreciate what their parents buy them throughout the year. And they're going to buy that stuff for them anyway. So they might as well wrap it up and give it to them for a Christmas present.
Wow.
They do need a new bed.
Oh my God. Thank you. You know, Marissa's been oddly quiet throughout this whole thing. Let's get one more in here and then Donna?
Tanya, yeah.
Tanya, sorry. Whose side are you on?
His.
Why?
Ooh.
And if, because they have to get a consequence for something. And if she says we can punish him at home differently, why isn't she doing that already? Like, it shouldn't just be a Christmas punishment. It's got to be all the way through.
Mm.
And this is the last real time to pull this off
it's the start.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're ruling the roost, you have to get them under control at some point.
Well,
they're only going to get bigger and worse.
To be fair, they do get disciplined. They do get timeouts. They do get, you know, the PlayStation taken away.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, they're just not getting the big message. And look, Santa said it himself. You got to be good for goodness sake. That's it.
That's not Santa. No, I think that's like Bing Crosby or somebody. TX, you answered the calls.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to find anybody in the tri-state area who was firmly pro-Christmas for these kids?
No, I was not. But we did get a very interesting text that I think is a kind of a good... Somebody texted in and said, give the kids their presents for Christmas, have it all, and then just take them away as punishment. So then you kind of both went, Marissa.
They see what Christmas would have been.
Uh-huh, and you still get that moment. The new toys, and it's maybe like the next day. Oh, by the way, those are all gone.
Like, go and donate them.
That's the flex. That happened to me at Target, remember? Yeah. Like, look at all these Lego sets. Don't open them. We're going to Toys for Tots tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then they get the consequence, but you still get the magic
they
of Christmas.
They have to see. Oh my God, that's so much grosser than what I was going to do.
I agree with that one.
Oh.
I do agree with that one. I think that was the best one for me.
Did we save Christmas?
What do you think about that?
We saved it, but then it dies.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time for another rousing round of news or nope. Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
at this time,
it was a beautiful day.
I asked you to get your phones out,
yep. mm-hmm.
and uh-huh. record you singing along with the theme as we're about to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So far, no one had ever sent us. People texted in saying, "Yeah, I totally sing along to the News or Nope theme."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
"Our kids do too." Yeah, like, we got lots of texts,
but no proof.
Mm-hmm.
Our text line is 303-222-5423. So you could not send us the video there. But I mean, I guess you could send a link to your social or whatever, or you can just DM it to us. Yesterday, it happened.
Yeah,
somebody sent us a video of them singing along.
Yep. Molly, thank you so much. That made our day. Yeah,
she crushed it.
She did.
We were dying. It was
so good.
She was, you know, off key in most of it, as we all are.
Yeah.
But on the final one.
Oh, the high.
The high one?
Oh, man. It was so good.
Like Pavarotti took her body over and she was like, no. Oh, my God. So
Molly, that was great. Thank
this
you.
Is your opportunity.
She emailed it to us
at
the Slacker Show at alice159.com.
Oh, okay. This is your opportunity. Film yourself singing along.
News. News. No. No. News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I know we got to start with the news thing, but I'd never noticed it before today. What? Do you really put your hand to your ear like you're in a recording studio, T.A.? Yeah.
He's like,
literally
yes.
got like the what? He's in the like "We Are the World" video. He's like Huey Lewis going,
"If it's
just believe, there's no way we can fall." Like you get the one hand, like
yeah. As I'm getting news in my earpiece. Yeah. Is what's going on?
Yeah.
I pay a guy to. Good evening. I just lost my story.
This is the first time that's happened, yeah. though.
Good evening. We're back. Miller Lite. Miller High Life is.
Can I just say one other thing? Real quick. Can I just say one other thing?
There's a guy in my ear.
Can I just say one more thing?
In.
Can I just say one more thing? Can I just say one more thing? And it's too late, but we're now 2 days in a row where both of you forgot to say the P word. And you can't say it now. You had your opportunity.
It's not that I forgot to. It's that I didn't want to.
Oh, you've chosen to abstain from it?
We don't need it every single time.
Do we need good evening every single time?
Someone texted saying that it was
I know
a Debbie
they didn't
Downer.
Like it.
Was
they
it you?
No. They said what?
That it was like a Debbie Downer kind of vibe.
Yeah, no, we talked about that yesterday too, didn't we? It was like, it's like, there's nothing wrong with being professional newscaster.
Okay. My earpiece is back. Good evening. Miller High Life is launching a new cologne that will smell like a dive bar, which I say, do you need cologne for that? Can't you just go to a dive bar?
What does a dive bar smell like?
Regret.
It kind of smells like beer. No.
Beer and regret. I love it. I might want that cologne.
Can I get people to text in that? Because I've been really wanting to go on a dive bar tour.
So I went to, Hughes? No. I don't remember.
Where is it? Because I think
downtown, maybe off of like Larimer.
I feel like the best dive bars in Denver are on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
There's just some thrashy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, I walked into a bar and it was like, I went up to look at the beers and I was like, what do you have? And he's like, PBR? And I was like,
sign me up.
It was like PBR in a giant can. I was like, where am I?
I need to remember the name
this
of it.
I think there's
crazy.
A bar actually called like the Dive In.
Yeah.
Which people say is a total dump, but like awesome. Like, I'm dead serious. I will go on a dive bar tour. Like next week.
This fragrance combines cedar wood, patchouli, tobacco, and leather to recreate the smells of the bar top, the bar stool, and classic bar snacks. So, or just go to a bar
and roll around on the mat.
We should do a dive bar tour, though. I'm so down.
I'm 100%
I love a dive bar.
Text the best dive bars to 303-222-5423.
Good evening. Speaking of texting, it turns out that this texting habit means you have higher emotional intelligence.
Ooh, hold on. Is it what I do? No punctuation?
It is not that.
Is it lots of ellipses? Dot, dot, dot.
No. Dot, dot, dot.
Is it?
Lots of messages back to back.
All these are me. All these are me. I do all these things.
The one thing that you don't use.
Don't say.
Emojis.
I use emojis.
Do you?
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I'm not texting you guys, I'd use a lot of emojis. And then I started to notice, I feel like I started to put an emoji at the end of every text and I'm like, it's too predictable.
But I've gotten very into stickers recently.
I know you stuck me about 100 times the other day, and it was driving me nuts.
I think it's hilarious. Because
most of the stickers you use are me.
Yeah.
Like you use me against
you.
Me.
Yeah. I've got our buddy Chad.
Something terrible to a cake.
Okay.
I need to get one of T-Hack.
I have Moxie that I use as an explosion. That's one of my favorite ones. Where you do the explode all over the screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones.
You use the like nervous face emoji a lot.
I usually with you guys, it's like, hey, so I have some news. And then Aaron's like, stop.
I'm nervous.
You're so anxious every time I text.
Because you do text in like multiple things. So you're like, I have a question. We need to chat. Like, meet at noon. And it's just like, thanks a lot. I'm nervous.
I use that one and I use Melty.
Oh, Melty's good. Melty. Yeah. I love the salute one. That's my favorite.
The half face.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. Is that insulting?
No.
Because you do it to me a lot.
You so got it, boss. Insulting.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? It's like sarcasm. Like, yes, I'll do it, but like, I don't like it.
Aye, Captain.
Okay, is that what it is? Okay, great, fantastic. So if you use emojis, you're highly intelligent.
Yes.
Good evening. This just in: your coworkers are even weirder than you thought. 3 out of 10 coworkers admit they've checked the waste baskets of their coworkers just to see what's going on. What are they throwing away over there?
Really?
What are they doing over there?
Has anyone in this room ever done that?
No.
I've never purposefully looked, but when I go to throw something away and I like look at the trash, I'll see that there's an energy drink from the morning show and I wonder what flavor it was.
Or do you wonder which one of them needed it?
No, I know which one. Because it's every day.
It is?
Yeah.
It's Carson.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he also goes to the gym and like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
but I'm just like, what's the flavor of today?
No, I would never go through. I don't even look.
You have to look.
No, I
to
don't.
Make
I
the
just
trash
when
in.
I walk up to trash, I'm like,
and,
whoa.
And how many times do you miss?
Well, okay. That's
exactly
that's different.
Maybe it'd be different in more of like an office setting, because here we move around so much. I'll throw stuff away in the studio, in there, in Aaron's office. Yeah. Like I'll throw stuff away. So nothing's really tied. But if I just had a dedicated desk, maybe I'd check out. Mm. You know,
I'm gonna go. Yeah. So what are they looking for?
Do we go into our boss's office?
Oh, God. His is just liquor bottles. He's having a rough week. Sorry, Micah. All right. What do you got?
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is perfect for Slacker and I. It turns out that nano ships are replacing situation ships. So
what is a nano ship?
To be honest,
it's
really
not perfect for us. I don't have any ships.
On. Well, okay, let me get to it. Nano ships involve finding meaning in even the tiniest interactions, whether it's something serious or just for fun. Another biggie, loud-looking. People, basically, this past year was the year of situationships. Everyone got a divorce, like, 2 years ago. And so this,
amen.
I'm not even talking about you. Like, this new friend group, I'm realizing half of them have already been married.
Because like, we were in COVID and we're locked down. It's just like, oh, now that I get to see it 24/7.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I see what you've been throwing away, too. You weirdo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's, oh my God. I think TX is going to be the dividing line between you and me, and I hope he's on the side of smart. That's your decision on this is not smart.
He will be on your side.
That's the side of smart. There is some
whatever
sort
you need, boss.
No, I want your honest.
Okay.
Who does this? It's
It's an app called the Death Clock.
Okay. And for $40.
Yeah.
And by the way, we are not encouraging you to do this. If you do it, great. Good for you. Congrats. I don't think you should do it. For $40, you enter stuff like your diet, your exercise habits, your sleep schedule, your stress level. I would imagine that someone like me who's got an Apple Watch on and an Aura ring, if it has some way to like go, like pull in your health data.
Oh, like you can just like
here
transfer
you go.
It over.
Here's how this dude's sleeping. Here's how often he's sedentary.
Yeah. And you only have to pay them $40 to give them all of your information.
I don't be this guy.
Okay.
But let's say that because of the AI algorithm, it's sort of like there's this doctor who I'm sort of in love with, but I'm also starting to think he's a quack. I think you've heard of him, TX. His name's Gary Brecka.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's this guy. I don't even think he's a doctor. Let me take that back. I think he's not a doctor. But he might be. He's a guy who worked for the insurance companies for so long doing actuary tables. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, people in Michigan, they're exposed to these chemicals and this and that. So this is how much you should charge them for life insurance because their life expectancy is this. And he's like, people who live right around this area, they're more sedentary and they eat more fat because there's these restaurants. And he is so good at like going, oh, I can tell you, these people need this for their gut health and these people need this for whatever. And he's might be woo-woo and he might be crazy, but he seems to be solving a bunch of stuff. And this is just a guy who, working in insurance, figured out a bunch about the human body.
I see.
Imagine what AI can do.
It says he's a human biologist and a biohacker and longevity expert.
Okay, so but not doctor.
Not technically doctor.
Okay. But so that's just a guy. But if you give AI all the information that he's got and all the information from my Apple Health and whatever, it could probably come up with, it could go, yeah, your gut biome is screwed up. Your knees are shot. Mm-hmm. You don't work out enough. You drink too much. And it will tell you, they say fairly accurately, barring an accident, because it can't know if you're going to get hit by a bus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It might be able to predict that if you got loosey-goosey behavior. Like if it looked at Aaron's Hinge profile, it's going to be like...
What does that have to do with me getting in a car accident?
You won't get in a car accident, but you can get in a pee-pee accident.
I'm going to skip over that.
That's rare. I immediately regret it. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Am I red? I feel like
a little red.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
not good for your death clock. It's looking
okay. But my question is this, and Erin has already said off air that she wants it.
I would
you
do it.
You would want to know.
Yeah.
What if it says you're going to be 35?
Then I'm going to live as if I'm going to die soon, because that's only in a short amount of time.
But then, what if you don't die at 35? And now.
Then great, I'm gonna try to continue.
But dude, would you really want to know that?
Well, here's the thing, and so all of this is based off of what you have currently done, everything leading up to this moment. If you want to live longer, because sometimes that doesn't sound great, if you would like to,
oh, you can make adjustments.
Yes.
Oh. But dude, did you read the whole thing?
No.
Because once you give them the stuff and they tell you when, then the app turns in to a stopwatch.
Whoa.
Counting down to your death.
What?
So it's just
Oh my God.
If you make changes,
I think you could go in and go, hey, here's another 40. I drink
I would not want to know. No. Because I think this is, yeah, it's like the actuarial tables, which is a hard word for me to say. I was brave and actuarial.
Proud of you.
Thank you. But it doesn't mean like I could still, you could get sick, you could get hit by a bus. There's accidents, things happen all the time that this app can't account for.
All those things you're going to do is shorten it. But based on, would you even want to know based on your health?
That's
I mean,
what
I guess you would if you're
would
going to like try to make changes.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you feel like you should maybe make changes, you should just make changes. Like, you already know.
Yeah, but.
But what if I don't need to?
So many of us. It's so true. Like, because I know I should make changes.
But if I'm making it to like 70 at what I'm doing now, right? I'm not making any changes.
Roll the dice. But I don't want to do it because I think it's going to be like, dude, Tuesday does not look good for you.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We want to talk about never, ever have I ever.
Yeah.
Is there something that you've never done that basically the rest of humanity has? Mm-hmm. And it like, not everything fits. Like you could say, I've never skied, right? Well, not everybody has. But if you're from Colorado and you've never skied, you're kind of like, there's something wrong with you.
Mm. You got to try it at least once.
You do. And so I've already taken that off the table. That's the reason I say that one. Because we don't need any more of those. Yeah. But it's like, there are people. You haven't skied, have you?
Not here.
But you have skied?
I've skied in my life. Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. We used to like go as a class in high school.
In Iowa?
Illinois. We'd cross the river.
I was going to say, what mountains are in Iowa?
Are there mountains in Illinois?
No, it was like a fake ski place. Like they man-made mountain kind of thing.
Like a trash hill?
That's a real thing. Yeah. There's one in Minnesota.
A trash hill?
Yeah.
We left one trash hill to go to the skiing trash hill. No, I don't know. It's just one of those. So not like real skiing here. Here is definitely, I'm sure, way more majestic, way more beautiful, yes, all that.
Way more real.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Less trash.
Yeah. So I did work my way up to Black Diamond pretty quick. So that's
very seriously there's anything.
Is
that
there like putt-putt version of skiing? No. It was like that.
No. The reason we're talking about it, Eli Manning, if you know him, everybody knows him, right?
Yeah, of course.
You don't have to be a fan of football to know who. I mean, he's in commercials with his brother. He's in commercials by himself. He's a big boy. He played football in New York for decades, I believe. Decade at least.
Mm.
A lot, yeah.
The other day, he shot a video. I don't know if he went live on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever. He rode the subway for the first time.
That is insane.
Now, I'm not saying, like, oh, guys, don't be stupid. He's a super wealthy quarterback in the NFL. Right. The wealthiest stockbrokers on the planet, Keanu Reeves. Like, when you're in New York,
you take the subway.
Am I crazy?
No, I think that's just part of it. Yeah, he played 16 seasons for the New York Giants.
Yes!
You'd think at some point they would go, hey, we're meeting downtown. Just take the subway.
To the Trade Center.
Like, right. How did that never...
It lets out inside the Trade Center, like underneath it. Like,
yeah, he never did it.
He never... So that,
he always had a driver or something.
I did... You can, if you're in the right spot, you can walk to everything.
Yeah.
Like, I remember getting in a cab in New York, and we were parked for so long it wasn't moving, and I'm watching people, and we were just going to, like, the USS Intrepid. I'm like, is it, like, 3 blocks up there? I'm like, yeah. So we just got out and blew doors on the cab. But, like, he'd never been in a...
That's crazy. You got to embrace the city you're in a little more than that.
For sure.
Okay, here's one. Has everybody here broken a bone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just one. My clavicle. The lamest one to break.
That's not lame, because that's hard to heal, because I can't cast it.
Yeah, you just put a sling on. It looks a little like a bra. So it was the first day of summer, sixth grade.
Oh, that's so sad.
Not great.
Oh, did you really? You ruined a whole summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I remember going to the pool with my family, my mom being like, you can take your shirt off. It's okay. And I'm like, I'm wearing a bra. I'm not taking it off.
It really is a thing that goes across.
It like kind of looks like backpack straps. It, like,
or like one of the posture
it
things.
Pulls you back.
Kind of, a little bit, yeah. But it's just like, and it always smelled real bad.
All right.
Unrelated.
I'm going to need to see a puppy get hurt to get that visual out of my head. If there's something that everyone on the planet has done, but you've just somehow missed it, we call it Never Ever Have I Ever. 303-222-5423. That should be programmed into your phone, because that's how you call us. That's how you text us. Mm-hmm. That's how you find us. 303-222-5423.
I'm trying to think of things that I haven't done. I feel like I've done quite a lot. Climbed 14ers.
You've never like gone on a date without sleeping with them.
False. I did that last night. Check. No, but like skydiving, loved that. Want to go again?
But see, I don't think skydiving is one that everybody's done. Like that's an impressive thing.
I understand.
I'm thinking of things like, for the longest time, you know.
I mean, you have my movie list is pretty bad.
Your movie list is ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I discovered one today, actually. So it's trash day at our house. Okay. And so I was like taking everything out last minute, all like the plastic stuff too to recycle. And I asked my wife, I said, what about those things on the counter in that plastic thing? She said, the kiwis? I'm like, yeah, whatever those are. Like, are we taking that plastic thing out or do they need to stay in there? And she's like, the kiwis? I'm like, yeah, I've never had a kiwi.
What are you talking
about? Never had one.
You thought the outside of the kiwi?
No, I just didn't. I'm like, what? I didn't know what they were.
They're in a strawberry container, a square.
They're in a plastic thing, yeah. And I didn't know what they were to even say, what about the kiwis?
Did you think they were strange little hairy?
I don't know, potatoes maybe?
You've never had a kiwi?
No.
Dude, you don't, I don't know how you're alive.
What?
Like you don't eat.
I've never had one.
I know
one.
We could go to the produce section and spend a whole show walking around going, you ever had that?
Yeah.
You'd have to tell me what they are for me to know if I even, I don't know. I'll try one.
They're delicious.
I don't like the skin, but I
used to eat the skin, but I don't anymore.
They look a little.
They're so refreshing. They don't taste like much.
Yeah, when they've got the little hair the on them and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You can take it off. You feel it.
I want to talk to somebody who's never had a smartphone because I think they're out there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get rare. All the calls turned into that, but it's like, how would you live today?
Start dialing now, I guess.
Right. We're getting a series of dots and dashes on our text line.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. You hear about celebrities doing it, but they can get away with it because they're a celebrity. They have other people handling their stuff.
Yeah.
But just a day-to-day person.
I feel like we could spend a whole show on the food items you've never had.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I bet there's restaurants you've never eaten at, like fancy restaurants. You've probably never eaten at a bunch of them.
Sure, yeah. I've never had to tuck my shirt in at a restaurant. You know?
Have you ever tucked your shirt in, period? Yes. Can you tuck your
shirt? I can, but I can't lift my arms.
Oh my God.
All right, we call it Never Ever Have I Ever 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Never ever, ever have I ever, ever, what? Ever, 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 have I ever.
Ever, ever.
Never had a balanced diet.
Oh, bud.
Oh, my God, Tia, where were you? Addie?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Never ever have you ever. What have you never done?
I have lived in Colorado my whole life, and I've never skied.
I knew we were going to get one of you.
Hmm.
What's wrong with you? Do your parents hate you? What? Like, what, nobody ever took you?
Hold on. I didn't go until I was like 15.
Yeah, I didn't either. Like, my parents did hate me. They never took me. It was my brother.
I only had a single parent. Sorry. We couldn't afford it.
Okay, well, my brother took me.
Oh.
My oldest brother was like, you want to go skiing? I was like, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
He didn't try to throw you off the mountain or anything.
He did a little bit. It was sort of an inheritance thing. So do you want to, or are you happy to be a person who doesn't do it?
Yes, I want to ski.
All right, well, Erin's got a bunch of ski passes and stuff. She's going to take you up.
French fry pizza. French fry pizza.
I board, for the record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Addie, you got to get it done at some point. Erin's not actually going to take you, though.
We can go together. We can meet on the slopes.
Mindy.
Yay.
Never ever have I ever. What have you never done?
Smoked weed or a cigarette.
Me neither. And I never would.
Yeah, I've never smoked a cigarette. I can't.
I've smoked at prime time, but that doesn't count.
That absolutely counts.
Mm.
If you smoked, you smoked.
Okay.
Yep. But I don't think that's a now. Like, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, who smokes?
No, it's all vapes and the...
It was not even 10 years ago where it wasn't like you go to a concert and there's like a group of people all kind of huddled together.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, you just hit the...
Yeah. Hit the vape. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I think you're living life correctly, Mindy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Everyone else in the room has smoked weed though, right? Except me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't mean today, Erin.
Oops.
Michelle?
Hey, hi guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
Never ever have I ever. What have you never done?
I have two. Do you want both of them? They're really quick.
Yeah, go.
Sure.
Okay.
I've never had a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
What?
Do you have an allergy?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
It looks disgusting.
It's just what? It's disgusting.
Ma'am.
I had one today.
What?
I had an Uncrustable on my way to work today.
They are. It is a little. It's got to be on toast. That's the only way I'll
eat it. The Uncrustable is so good, dude. I even eat it frozen.
It's just so.
So it's like the peanut butter is like crunchy.
Interesting.
Oh, it's so good. And what's your other one?
My other one. So when I owned a Jeep Wrangler, with a nice hard top. I had it for several years, and I never, this is pathetic, I never, ever, not one time, took the top off.
That's like the whole point of it.
That is the whole point. Why would you buy a Jeep? Just buy it. Then buy a car. Buy a...
I know, and I regret, I very much regret not ever taking it off.
That's the saddest thing I ever heard.
It does seem like a chore, like a lot of work.
No, they have like a thing. Like my buddy Josh has, like he has, it's a thing. It's like,
Yeah, he's also like extremely wealthy.
Yeah. No, I'm operating heavy machinery.
No, but it's just like, no.
Us
just
peasants have to bind together.
But here's the point. Why'd you get a Jeep? It's like getting a convertible.
No,
like, I don't even ever do the, like.
It's true, yeah.
Just get a Bronco or get a, even Broncos tops come off, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, that's very sad. I want you to have both things. We're going to eat PB&Js in a Jeep. Trisha?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, never ever have you ever. Yeah. What have you never done?
Yeah. I've lived in New Orleans most of my life and never been on a trolley, which is one of those things that all the tourists do.
Yeah, but those are super fun.
I would think so, but I don't know for some reason.
Well, why were you afraid of it?
I wasn't afraid of it. It just wasn't something that I felt was necessary, but still, it was always something that anyone that came in town was like, oh, ride the trolley.
It's more of a tourist thing than a resident thing. I see that. Because like here, they bring out the horse and carriages. I've never done that.
Yeah, but just costs money. Does a trolley cost money?
And you know what? That's the thing. I don't even know. I think it maybe was 15 cents back in the day, and today it might be $2. I don't know. But
it's still worth it, especially if you bring people to town. Just go, let's get on the trolley.
You guys go. I'll meet up with you later.
What? Oh my God, I would totally ride the trolley. Have you ridden the light rail here?
No, never.
So you had a train thing.
I don't know, but my daughter even rode the light rail here, but I've never been on the light rail here.
Have you been on the Georgetown Loop Railroad with Santa?
Cute.
I've been on that.
Okay, so you're not afraid of trains. I was trying to figure out what was wrong with you.
Have you seen Thomas?
Have you seen the Polar Express?
Hogwarts. Okay. Have you been to Hogwarts?
Okay, thank you, Trisha. That got really weird really fast. Misty.
Yay.
Never ever have I ever. What have you never done?
I have never ever watched a Star Wars movie or cartoon or any of those.
I'm with you, Misty.
What is wrong with you?
Good.
I never have.
I'm not alone.
You haven't either. Saying that, but I think you're kidding.
No, I'm
not
kidding.
You're being dead serious.
I've never.
You're the worst parent I've ever met.
Definitely not seen a movie. My son's seen like the Lego version of it and stuff, but I don't.
You don't watch it with him?
No, he watches it with like his uncle, who likes Star
it's
Wars. I don't like Star Wars.
Misty,
hack. I have a son too, and he watches them, but I've never watched them.
Okay.
Yeah. What's
Thank you for the call. Keith?
Yes.
Never ever have I ever. What's yours?
Never ever have I ever seen a Star Wars movie.
All right.
Gosh.
I am done.
There's plenty of us out there.
That's all.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Well, I'm... this is a worse thing to say as a person in my position, but I'm going to just say it. I'm desperate.
I'm so proud of you.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
The dating apps have just been a bust.
Yeah.
I can't get on Raya because I think when you try to get on Raya, you need references. And my references are Amber, who used to work here, and Aaron. And I feel, using my therapy words, that you guys have sabotaged me.
I have
that
not.
You, like when they ask, do you know this guy? You're like, yeah, and hard no.
I have absolutely approved.
Well, okay, so I can't. Dating app's gone. Raya can't get on.
Okay. And do people know what Raya is?
I think they do.
It's okay.
See, look, already referred. It's been issued. Anyways, I rest my case.
So I can't. So, and it's just, it's cuffing. We're in cuffing time. It's cuffing. Well, I mean, we're knee deep in cuffing. It should have started before.
Yeah.
But like having Thanksgiving be completely like, it was just, again, like my friends, like Josh is hurt. Chad and Stacy live in Castle Rock. Mark and Alice live down here and everybody's got their families. And it's just like, and they're like, well, come down here and hang out with us. But I'm like, then I'm third wheeling it, fifth wheeling it. Like, It sucks, man. It sucks.
Wow.
It's... And like, I could have gone over to Josh's house, but his family was there.
But you're such a people person. You're the life of the party. Like, you fit in anywhere. It seems like you would like, especially you know Chad and Stacy or whatever, and if they're with their family, well, you already know. You're not going into just a random house.
Well, okay, but...
Or you like know? On a date night in the city
But it's
with
still...
Them.
Okay, here's a great example. Chad and Stacy, Mark and Alice... Should I be saying all their names? Doesn't matter. They really want to get together on New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's going to be awful.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Right?
Why? Why is it awful?
5, 4, 3, 2
That's when you eat grapes under the table. That's what you're supposed to do.
Is that what you really do?
I did that this year, and let me tell you, it did not work.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah. It's supposed to, like, if you eat grapes under the table at the countdown, it's supposed to, like, bring...
Love?
Good love into your life, and that is baloney.
You have just been, were they the wrong kind of grapes?
I don't know.
Can I just drink wine?
I thought it was just...
Oh, I should try that.
Yeah.
It would tip you off to the other single people. Everyone's under the table eating grapes, and then you could just
but that's the
have
thing.
Your pick.
There's not going to be any single, like it's, like you have couple friends, right? You understand that like when you go to a couple friend's house, everybody's a couple.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just... It sucks. Yeah. So this is why I'm here today. I just saw a story that says, screw dating apps, screw sitting at a bar and trying, just being that desperate. Erin was texting me one time when she went to see you DJing at Brothers.
And it's I was Snapchatting you too.
Yes. There's just a dude sitting at the bar. It's like, hey, what are you drinking? Hey, what do you do for work? And it's just like being that desperate guy sitting alone at a bar is not me. I'm never going to do that. I'm not. It's just not me.
But I could see you going out and with a group of people and hitting on someone. Like,
no,
because
then you're in a group. It's,
no, that's where it's better because then you get to vibe. Like that happened to me. I went and saw another DJ perform. And
you what?
You were out of town.
You what?
You were out of town. It was at the Mockingbird. It was super fun.
Okay.
And someone hit on me there and it was great. We're going on a date.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should try it.
No. Okay. So here's the deal. There's a story out that says classifieds are making a comeback.
Oh.
Like people actually posting an ad in the newspaper that says, because that used to be the thing. Hey, if you like pina coladas.
I was literally just going to sing that.
That's from a...
A personal ad in the,
yes,
in the newspaper.
Yes, in the newspaper. And
was this letter
years,
I read?
Yeah, what?
Was this letter I read?
Oh, there you go.
It's the song.
It just came down... Like, personal ads used to be like 2 pages. Then it came down to like one column of just desperate humans.
Mm.
And then... But it's coming back. It's making a comeback. People are like, ooh, I'm going old school. And so... My question to you guys is, and I guess to the people listening, you can text in at 303-222-5423. Am I that far gone? Would I have more luck?
I think it depends on what you're looking for, because if you're taking out a personal ad, that to me shows like you are looking for something very serious. And if you're not, if you just want a situationship, if you just want to like get into the dating world, then I would say stick to the apps.
The apps have, I've netted zero.
With like, some help from me.
No, you did. You redid my one profile. You redid Hinge for me, I think.
Yeah. But I haven't like helped you with
matching. I don't think it matters.
I like it. I like the idea because I think the dating apps, everyone's on the apps. It's kind of like if you're looking for something serious, like Erin's saying, you might not go to a bar, you might go to a library, or you might go to something where you're going to meet a different type of person who might be looking for something different than someone who's drinking and just maybe wanting to hook up. And same with if you put a classified ad, well, you're going to get people who read the newspaper.
I'm having a weird epiphany right here on the radio. Okay.
A library is where they have all the books.
No, wait. But a classified ad is stupid because nobody reads the newspaper anymore. But you know what people do?
Listen to the radio.
What if I buy commercials?
Yes.
What if the first salesperson that gets to the studio right now, I'll buy a schedule. What if I buy...
You know, I've been looking to get into sales, boss. I can sign you up.
I mean, how ridiculous...
No, because it's
hey,
almost
it's Slacker for Slacker.
It's almost like T-Hack's hubby hookup, and yeah. it's Slacker's real hookup.
Right. Hey, would you like to sleep with me?
Yeah.
I
no,
wait,
I'm
hold
not into that. No, I'm saying yes to the idea. I'm saying yes to the idea. No.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't normally share the dirt behind the scenes here at the old Radio Ranch.
Yeah.
But we had our holiday party. If you were listening to yesterday's show, they literally started the holiday office party exactly when our show started.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. 3 p.m. sharp. They're like, as soon as you hear that Slacker show open,
come on downstairs. Yes. So I didn't think we were, we kind of like during commercials ran downstairs, yeah. came back up because they were doing raffles and stuff. I wanted mm-hmm. to try to win stuff.
There were so many people there that even our HR lady was like, who is this person? Like,
I don't know. I don't know 80% of the
she
people.
She thought that they were crashers.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, I think some people I found out later, they work only remotely. And then they came in, so like nobody had ever seen
them. Yeah, there was some dude from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like, I live in Chicago. I'm like, oh, so you work for Odyssey in Chicago? He's like, no. I was like, oh. He's like, I work in Philly. I'm like, but you live in, yeah. I'm like, then why are
you in Denver?
You have several parties you should be at, and this is not one of them. Yeah. Like, why are you here? Yeah.
Then he
and
took then a bunch of food and left.
He won half the prizes.
That dude, yeah, he did.
And he drank the last Coors Banquet. Like, that guy was rubbing me wrong.
Yeah, Chicago Philly guy over there.
Chicago Philly guy drank the last Coors Banquet and won, like, how can you win more than one thing? We each only got one ticket.
I didn't even get a ticket.
You
no,
didn't?
No one gave me a ticket. No, I was promised a ticket and then it fell through. It's okay.
Oh my gosh.
So okay. That is one of the things I want to talk about. But before we get there, I do want to say we had a white elephant gift exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That I don't partake in. I was gonna.
I normally do, but I did not this year.
And White Elephant, that's different from Secret Santa. Secret Correct. Santa, you just get one person, but White Elephant, it's like a community.
You just buy a present that could okay. be for anyone, and you typically buy it for like, I think their limit was 25.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, one of the gifts that was super inappropriate, that we can't say what it was on the air.
That might have been less than.
You can't get that for 25 bucks.
Yeah, you
there
can.
Was quite a bit there.
No, it was only
there
one.
Was. I thought there
Are
was,
we talking about the same thing?
Yes. The one that we can't say?
I feel like there's
because
a lot
we're
that we
regulated
can't
by the federal communications. So the bubble gum.
Yeah, the bubble gum.
That's more than 25
no,
bucks. Yes,
no,
it was.
No.
Hack.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
I'll look it up.
I think it was more than 25
it was not.
Bucks. Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing.
I just want to take it. Is
no,
it too late?
No, so there's two different things. The white elephant thing, that was happening. And like, there are people like myself who, when I do participate, I screw it all up on purpose. Like, I'll go buy AirPods.
Yeah. There were a
which
few
are like
things
100
that were,
bucks.
There were a few things that were over.
Yeah, way over.
You kind of need something like that. It spices it up a little bit.
Because then everybody steals that, but you can only steal it twice. So you got to be strategic. Mm-hmm. And then, so there was just a lot of that stuff going on. But then some people bring, here's the thing. You either got to say, this is White Elephant and it's going to be funny. So bring something funny,
mm-hmm.
like bring Mein Kampf, which is just dark and weird. But like, you got to bring
something that nobody wants.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like one year I got a bandolero, like the thing that holds bullets,
yeah.
you know, across mm-hmm. your body that was big enough to hold 16-ounce Schlitz cans, and I got Schlitz cans.
Ooh.
So, like, you could hold a 12-pack of giant Schlitz beers across your chest.
Pretty cool.
$25 exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm impressed by that. Anyway, what I was getting at is some people get that White Elephant is funny,
I got an answer, by the way.
What?
No, I got an answer for later.
Oh, for
just,
the other
I
thing?
I just received,
okay,
yes.
Good. So, and then other people like, here's scented candles and like a pot holder I knitted. And you're like, no, you don't get it.
Well,
White Elephant's supposed to be funny.
And aren't you going to, you're going to feel bad
when
trading.
Nobody steals it.
Yeah.
Right. Cause it's like, oh.
Whoever opens, it's like, I'm stuck with this, huh? Yeah.
I don't
want to
hurt your feelings.
Cause nobody's going to come get that. They're going after the bubble gum or they're going after the Schlitz bandolero. They're going after something.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that happened and it was a melee. But then the raffle happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just all sorts of different things. And in the final round of the raffle, there was an overnight stay at the Halcyon.
It sounds lovely. I've
with
never
a couple
been
hundred
there.
Bucks to drop.
Wow.
By the way, Halcyon, looking at you. You want to collab? This show wants to come and eat a quality Italian. Hit us up.
We do, yes.
We're going to come. Tiak really wants to try the Parmesan chicken. Uh-huh. Aaron can't have it, but
I'll just watch.
It's so good.
I'll have a drink.
But there was that, and there was an overnight stay, maybe even a couple nights at the Gaylord, mm-hmm. including like the ice thing.
I think it was two nights.
Yeah. It was a huge, huge price.
Wow.
Massive. Tiak did not have a raffle ticket, which is unfortunate.
That's so sad. I did not know that until now.
It's okay.
You had to do was go up to... Yeah, you would have to go on and talk to the skis guy.
Huh?
The MC.
Dan, I see. Somebody told me, they're like, oh, I'll get you a ticket. No, and then
just
never...
Had to go
and
Dan and go, can I have a ticket?
It's
he
okay.
He would have got you one. So... Tiak didn't have a ticket, and this guy who does part-time on our radio station, he mm-hmm. only does the weekend Carson Daly show.
Yeah.
He's like the producer, the local producer of that.
Yep.
He didn't have a ticket. Carson from the morning show. Am I gonna get in trouble for this?
I don't
think so.
No?
Because
no.
I think it's one of the most noble things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Carson from the morning show is like, take my ticket, man. Like,
it's fine. Yeah.
Take my ticket. Because like five rounds of the giveaways had already gone by. Carson hadn't won anything. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then
your odds are higher to get it.
Sort of.
Okay.
But like,
that's
really
cool
what he did.
So all the prizes are given out. Here's the Halcyon, number 461. And it's like, oh, somebody jumps up and gets that. It's like, yay. Oh, one more prize. It's the Gaylord. Two nights. You can go to the Polar Express ice. You get to do the whole thing. But ticket number 965. And it's like, John, our part-timer who does Carson Daly, holds up the ticket and goes, I won. He won the biggest prize of the night.
With the ticket.
From Carson from the morning show. Now I need to ask the people listening right now, text into the Berg Simpson text line 303-222-5423. Whose prize is that? Who won that prize?
I would say it's the part-timer. It's John. John should keep it, because if somebody would have been nice enough to give me their ticket, which didn't happen, but I would have wanted to keep the prize.
You would have wanted to, but wouldn't you have felt like I wouldn't have had this without your intervention?
So I would have offered to give it back.
Which
yeah.
is what John did.
John did do that. He walked straight up to Carson.
So
and I was
again.
Like ready to tackle Carson because I'm like, he's going to take it back. And I'm not saying anything. Dude, I want everybody to understand. I'm not insulting Carson when I say that. I'm a person who was at a charity golf tournament and I bought a ton of raffle tickets. And everybody who bought a raffle ticket, they're like, oh, for a foursome at blah, blah, blah course. And then they go, you know what? Give it back to the charity. Yeah. Everybody gave it back to the charity. They called my number for a TV and I was like, cool. And I drug the TV across the floor of the clubhouse. And everybody's like, "Hey, did you see a pattern?" I'm like, yeah, I won. I'm keeping,
yeah.
I won. That's mine. So I am the person who I'd be like, hey, John.
Yeah.
We
should split it. Can we do
Carson's
something?
Got kids. He's got a wife. Hey, man, I'll take that back. Yeah. I might give him $100 for it or something, but I'm like, that's my prize. So do you think, I want to know on the text line, 303-222-5423, who you think's that, like.
Who should get the prize?
Who gets that prize?
Because they're kind of at this noble stalemate here. Where it's
yes,
like, you keep
yeah.
it. No,
yeah.
you should really have it. No, you keep
and
it.
And I watched that happen.
And they both want to go. Just walk, like yeah. take it and go, because it's
yes.
like every they
but
want.
There's
it,
but... still more party to be had, so you can't just leave.
Yeah. As long as T-Hack didn't win anything,
I want to say I'm thoroughly impressed by Carson from the morning show.
Yeah,
because he was like, John was like, take this is actually your prize. He's like, no way, man, you won it.
That's really cool,
fair and square. But as the night progressed, John offered three or four more times, and I lost track of it. So I don't know if John kept it
mm-hmm.
or Carson kept it.
If he met him in the parking lot afterwards.
And Aaron texted John.
I did. I asked him if he got to
keep it. Do we want to say this on the air or should we just leave it? You know who's got the...
I do. I do know who has it. I don't know when. We can find that out too, though.
Who has him? Did he give him back?
John has it.
Yeah! Yeah!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Is this, do you want to test her? Is that what we're doing?
I think, yeah, she's about to turn. She just said.
Yeah.
It's not really about, okay, there's a list of things you should know. These stories come up every once in a while. It's like, things guys should know how to do. Like, and it's like,
Mm-hmm.
And T-Hack and I think I beat you at that one, right?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to.
I never do very well on those.
Didn't we open that one up to everyone and I won?
Oh my God, you might have won that one.
Yeah.
The most manly
person in the room. Oh my God.
Because I remember sewing a button was on there and I had to do that twice within this past week. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I have a guy. Did you know your dry cleaners can do that?
No.
Most dry cleaners, if you go in
do
there,
they
it's
just
like
check.
No, no, you just tell them. He's like, hey, this one's missing a button. It's right here. And they're like, okay.
Nice.
I remember growing up, we went to the dry cleaners all the time to pick up my dad's suits. It was like weekly at least. And
yeah.
I thought it was just going to be a huge part of my life. And I've never been to a dry
cleaner. It was a massive part of my life before COVID.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember this. I used to wear nice shirts.
Like button downs and stuff. Yeah. Vaguely.
90% of my wardrobe was Express or Banana Republic.
I literally don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
Every single, that's what I wore.
Wow.
It's just how I dressed.
Wow.
And when was the last time, other than a funeral, when was the last time you saw me in a nice shirt? I know, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Not today, that's for sure.
I'm in a quarter zip hoodie.
Okay.
Or is that a half zip? I don't know.
My roommate in college used to dry clean his jeans. Just okay, a fun fact.
Just
he would
angle.
Take them and yeah.
For real. And get like starch them?
Starch them and yeah, they were like real stiff.
What? Was he a cowboy?
No.
Only cowboys want stiff jeans.
I think he like, it was like a flex. You know, like
was
I'm
he,
taking
is, money hold to, on. Is he that one?
What one?
The money one?
Oh.
Yeah, kind of like just. Oh, no, not my, not that friend.
Because I was thinking maybe he just literally didn't know how to wash his clothes because.
Can we get back to the story at hand? These are skills every woman should have before turning 30.
Mm.
And Aaron is going to be dirty 30 soon.
Yes, sir.
Like months from now. But still, it's going to happen. What are you doing for your 30th?
I'm trying to figure it out. I thought about maybe taking a solo trip to Hawaii because I looked at flights and they were decently cheap. I was like,
really?
That sounds fun. Mm. And then I looked at the price of like hotels and stuff and that's
expensive. You can't, you can't go to Hawaii.
So I'm trying to figure out, there's a group of people going. So maybe that. I was also thinking about like going to climb Kilimanjaro. I don't know. I'm all over the place.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I know my brother-in-law would want to go.
Have you checked your medical chart?
I mean.
There's probably about 1,000 things on there that say you are not allowed to. What? You're not. What?
Why not? Why not? I could totally do it.
I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm saying you shouldn't. Hack!
It does. Yeah, it's very different. I wanted to be roasted. I wanted a roast.
For
my 30th. Yeah. I went to one. One of my buddies, his older brother, we had a big thing. A real roast. Yeah, we roasted him.
Hmm.
So that's way different than like exercising.
Yeah, no, it's like, let's go do.
You must like yourself. I just don't.
I don't think we're ever going to get to this story. We're just going to dig deeper on each other's psychosis until one of us cries. Here's the things you should. And now this list is like 400 things.
Yeah.
But there's a few on here that I wonder if you know how to do. Like sew a button is on there. And of course, you know how to do that.
Yeah.
Can you take your bra off without removing your shirt?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, it's very easy.
I feel like I could even do that.
Yeah.
If given a bra, not Aaron's, but on my, never mind.
Can I just say?
I feel like I've seen my wife do it and it's like you.
No,
I,
it's really, like, it's really easy.
But do you know what kind of effect that has on a dude?
I don't know why, but sure.
I don't know why either. It was like it happened in Flashdance, which is probably way before your time. Do you know the movie?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
But she's like talking to the dude and like she just comes in her house and then she's like saying, okay, so like I, and you're like, what is she doing? And all of a sudden she goes out the armhole and you're just like, oh my God, that's so hot. I think I was coming of age about when that movie.
That.
So it was just like, oh my God, girls can just, they can get naked under their clothes.
Yeah. Is that
I
naked?
I mean, what can we take? Yeah. Like if Tia could take his underwear off right now, that'd be impressive.
Yeah.
I'm not trying.
Just try a little. So you can do that. Okay.
Yes.
What would you like to ask her about? Is there any of the ones that you think she should know how to do.
Yeah, it says by 30, forget pleasing him. By 30, a woman should be able to tell her man exactly how to please her.
Oh my God, are we only going to do relations-y ones?
Aaron, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at that.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you say something in French?
Si. I'm just kidding.
That's not French! I know that.
No, I actually started learning French one day because I was bored, and then I stopped because I didn't have anyone to speak French to.
Well, you were just... Oh, wait. London's not in France,
nope,
is it?
It's not.
Why am I so bad at geography? Can you apply lip gloss in the dark?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that a... What's that skill good for?
And nothing.
Okay. Well, just you could apply it any time, right? You don't need a mirror in the light. That's impressive.
You just feel where your lips are.
I couldn't put my contacts in the dark.
That's different.
They're up my nose and like, what's going on?
You don't have contacts anymore, right?
Not anymore. Okay. Yeah.
Can you effectively end an unhealthy relationship?
No. That I am still working on.
Get on Hinge. Aaron will never dump you. Can you hard boil an egg?
Yeah.
How long do you boil it for?
It depends.
It depends on what?
On what I'm making. Am I using it for deviled eggs? Am I using it for...
Okay, fancy pants. I think it's the same, but how long do you think you boil it for? Yeah, you don't know. See? You're lying. I think you're lying. Turn the lights off! Give me some
lip. Take your bra off!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a robber who thought of everything.
Ooh.
Brought an axe to a church. What could go wrong?
I'm scared.
I'm going to tell you what goes wrong.
I have a story. You've heard about a run on the bank before.
Yes.
This is a little different.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A 70-year-old man in Florida.
Let's go!
Tampa, Florida, to be specific.
Okay.
He went to the bank.
Okay.
Tried to speak with the bank representative, but they wouldn't let him in. Oh. 70 years old, he said, no
one. They wouldn't let him in?
Yeah, they wouldn't let him in. I don't know why.
Okay.
Maybe he didn't have an account there.
Okay. All right.
But how would they know if they didn't let him in?
Yeah, let me in.
Well, he.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
He felt very similar to you two.
Blow your bank down.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to get into this bank. So he went out to the parking garage. He put a helmet on.
Oh.
And he drove his car into the bank.
Oh. Through the drive-thru.
No.
Oh.
Just into the bank.
Okay.
Yeah, he damaged multiple fences inside.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What?
He tried to block him. It was of no use. He said, I put my helmet on. Can I speak to a bank representative now? I'm inside the bank.
Now that I'm in here.
In my car, yeah. Do I still got to do the weird shooty thing where I put my money in the... I'm inside, but I'm in the car. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So he created a drive-thru for himself.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And then he created an account.
Yes.
And they don't really know what's going on. They don't think he used to work there. Their investigation is still ongoing. And why did he have the helmet? Did he know he was going to do this?
I think he probably suspected.
I have a helmet in my car right now.
For you, it makes a little more sense. Hey. Okay. My story is out of California.
Dude.
So a man decided to go rob a church.
Oh, I forgot I'm supposed to be surfer. Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. So a man decided to rob a church. What do you get when you rob a church? Hack help.
You get kind of a life sentence that you probably don't want, I would think, right? That's probably...
Well, I guess they do have collections and whatnot. You're not stealing, like, wine and bread. Like... You're probably trying to steal money.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Anywho, the dude grabbed an axe and went into the church.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, there was a pastor at the church by the name of Nick Neves, and he's a former kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, MMA champion.
What are the odds?
So you brought a knife and an axe to an MMA fight.
What?
It was a 15-minute grapple.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name. I will say this. Axeman left empty-handed and broken like a twig.
Good.
Police were able to find the man outside in tiny little chunks.
Oh my gosh.
So check out the pastor. before you rob a church. Those were all the stupid people we could find. I need one more of those. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.